We're now moving over to the Kildare Newbridge Municipal District, where Fine Gael councillor Tracy O'Dwyer joins me on the line. Good morning, Tracy. Thanks for joining us on the show. Thanks for holding the line there.
Good morning, Hannah. Thank you for having me on.
We are looking at those motions and questions raised at the latest MD meeting. Tracy, your first one is asking that the council, in their meetings with TII, ask for an exit ramp off the M9, M7 motorway before Kilcullen. What was the reason for asking the council to bring this, or sorry, to engage with TII to have this done?
Well, TII will be the body that has to introduce this infrastructure. It's not a piece of infrastructure that can come through Kildare County Council. But they meet regularly, obviously. So I was trying to see would they bring it forward. But look, in 2021, I brought forward this motion for the first time on this matter. And I've made submissions through both Kilcullen Settlement Plan, Newbridge Settlement Plan, and I'll continue to raise it as a motion until someone, I suppose, begins to listen to me, because the traffic volumes are only increasing through Kilcullen, Sunny Hill Road and Escarvan. And recently I would have been on your show talking about the Kilcullen traffic survey that was carried out in 2025 by the council, which found that Kilcullen was serving traffic at ring road levels and the majority of the traffic is just passing through the town. So they're going on elsewhere. So now we have the data. The data is there. We still can't seem to get a feasibility study listed on the National Development Plan review. And it is not the council that can deliver this exit ramp. It would have to be through Transport Infrastructure in Ireland because they work on the motorway structures. But the council can impress on the TII the need for such an exit ramp. And I do believe that's maybe the issue, that need is not being expressed strongly enough. So the report indicated that I received at the meeting that there are two motorway interchanges at Junction 10 and Junction 12 to access Newbridge. But there's no direct, people are not going to drive on. If you're coming from Carlow or Castledermot, you would have to go to Naas to come back to Newbridge. And people are not going to do that. Also, I suppose when there's an accident on the motorway, Kilcullen becomes a car park because everyone just decamps off the motorway coming through all those smaller villages, whether it's at Garvin or whether it's Kilcullen or Sunny Hill Road or Brannockstown, because they've no alternative, they've no other exit to go through. So look, I'll have to keep raising it. The report I got at the meeting wasn't very positive, and you know, I'll have to work on the council first to kind of impress upon them the need for this. Now, I have to say there was great support in the chamber from my colleagues, and everybody can see the need for this. You know, I've received numerous emails from people working in Newbridge that maybe live in Carlow or Castledermot or other areas. They have to come off the motorway at Kilcullen to get to their place of work in Newbridge instead of there being the option to exit directly for Newbridge. And Newbridge is one of the largest retail towns, if not the largest, in our county. So you have tourist buses coming off the motorway at Kilcullen to access Newbridge Silverware. Again, another reason why the direct link should be there to access Newbridge. So there was nobody there at the meeting from the National Roads Office to address my motion. So I will have to continue raising this because, as I said, the report wasn't positive. So we'll just have to keep working on it.
All right, Tracy, your next question is a shared question with Councillor Peggy O'Dwyer. It's in asking for an update on the residential site at Rickardstown there in Newbridge. And you and Peggy have both raised this in light of the recent decision not to progress the social housing public-private partnership Bundle 3 development.
Yes, we just wanted to get a quick update on where this project was sitting because we hadn't really heard that much since it was paused, I suppose is the right word to use. So the site at Rickardstown Newbridge was originally planned for 98 social homes and 40 affordable homes under the traditional public-private partnership or PPE Bundle 6 programme. However, it would seem that costs were unsustainably high under that model and due to a number of factors. But thankfully, the project itself has not been permanently cancelled and they're just finding the way it's being funded probably will be different and the way it's going to be built may change. So it's back now with Kildare County Council for consideration. And they, you know, once I suppose they bring it to Part 8 statutory planning, we will all have a chance to input into that. But it's good news that the project hasn't been cancelled, which was our original thoughts, I suppose, and that was kind of the original messaging that was coming out. It was just a bit vague. So it is just that it's going to be funded differently, and once a delivery, I suppose, once the preferred delivery strategy is agreed with the council, the project will proceed through to the appropriate approval processes, including a Part 8 planning.
All right. Tracy, your next motion is that the council writes to Uisce Éireann asking for a detailed timeline of water outages and low pressure incidents from June 2025 to date in Hillsborough and Newbridge. Have they been experiencing a lot of water outages the past year?
They have, and they have. The area of Hillsborough, I suppose, has been without water for long periods of time for the past year. Now, they suffer from low pressure continuously. However, what they've had in the last couple of months is complete outages and no notice. And the increase in frequency without any explanation or notice ahead of time to allow residents, I suppose, prepare. And, you know, if you know there's going to be a water outage, you can prepare for it and that's fine. And there will always be unexpected bursts or a pipe will burst. But the frequency that it's happening in Hillsborough seems to be at odds with what would be the normal. So, you know, I think they deserve an explanation as to what's causing the repeated outages. In some cases, there were burst pipes which would explain the outage. However, there was one day in particular that the pipe burst that morning. The council, or the Uisce Éireann, had come out and they had fixed it. And literally by the time, I suppose, the crews had left, another pipe had burst in the same location. And because Uisce Éireann, I suppose, thought they had fixed it, it was a long time. I think it was the next day, or actually it was at 11:30 that night before they got back out to fix the second burst. So, you know, what's causing the high level of bursts or burst pipes, I suppose, maybe in a short period of time or even over one day. So, you know, is there a build that's causing pressure? Is there a backlog? You know, when one pipe bursts, does it cause pressure on another pipe? Is the infrastructure just old and needs replacing? So I think we need answers to the questions as to why in this particular area are there pipes. You know, there was work going on in the area. We all know the Corbally, that particular project is in place, but these bursts were not caused by that project. They were separate to it. So I think it's important to get an understanding of what is causing the particular burst pipes in Hillsborough area and the frequency of them. And it may be just a case that the infrastructure is old and needs to be replaced with newer infrastructure or larger pipes. Mm. But I think we need to know that, and residents need to know that, because, you know, the loss of water suddenly can damage appliances, you know, as well as causing, you get up in the morning and you can't have your shower, you have a baby, and, you know, your day is completely set up to go. So, I mean, nobody minds being out of water for the odd time, but the frequency that the residents in Hillsborough are without water completely is not the norm. So I think it's important that we just do a bit of investigation as to why it's happening so frequently out there. So the members at the meeting did agree to write to Uisce Éireann and we'll await their response.
All right. And I suppose we've spoken to other councillors in the past, particularly in the Selbridge-Leaslip Municipal District area, about the difficulty in trying to get responses or communication with Uisce Éireann. Are you hopeful that, you know, they will be able to provide some detailed reports as to why it has been happening?
I think they will. You know, I've worked with Uisce Éireann quite a lot, and I think they're inundated. You know, I totally accept that. But I have found them, they will come back to you eventually. And if you ring them, I think they're very responsive. And, you know, I'd be very hopeful that they will come back with a response. And, you know, out here now at the moment, when they're working on Corbally, you know, I rang yesterday, I got a response immediately about a question. So, I mean, you know, they are being responsive, and I suppose it's no more than anyone. We could ask the council for something and it could take just as long as Uisce Éireann to come back to us. I think every department is just overwhelmed with work at the moment. There's so much going on. You can see yourself, all the roadworks going on, all the water works going on in the area. So, you know, it's good to see work progressing, but it does, I suppose, put a strain on all resources. But I have found them responsive. It might take a day or two to come back to you. When it's urgent, they will come back immediately. But I would be very hopeful that we'll get an explanation as to what's going on here.
All right, Tracy, thanks so much for joining us.